Tothekeo Gadluak, chief mediator at the talks, said Thursday that security arrangements are the final sticking point to be worked out before the parties sign a comprehensive peace deal.
If we negotiate the security arrangements very well, in good faith involving all of us, and have genuine security arrangements, we will say we have reached a real peace agreement. Because of all the problems, behind them is insecurity. And once we resolve the issue of insecurity, we have resolved all the problems.
Al-Hadi Idris, chairperson of Sudan Revolutionary Front, or SRF, a coalition of 9 rebel groups negotiating with the Sudanese government, says there is genuine political will on the part of all sides to end the conflicts in Darfur, Blue Nile, and South Kordofan. Idris says the parties have agreed on almost all issues, including power sharing, distribution of wealth, and self-autonomy in the Blue Nile and South Kordofan regions. Idris says the two sides also agreed to a 39-month transitional period beginning on the day a peace agreement is signed. He says the parties also agreed that those in power during the transitional period shall not stand for elections.
On the power sharing, we agreed that the SRF, that Sudan Revolutionary Front, is going to have 3 seats, or in the Sovereign Council, we're going to have 25% in both the parliament and the executive branch or arm of the government, that ministerial council.
Idris says the security talks are focused on how Sudan will create a unified army that is tasked with restoring peace and stability across the entire country, and especially the regions of Darfur, Blue Nile, and South Kordofan.
At the end of the day, the main aim of the security arrangement is to have what we call that one unified Sudan army. As we speak right now, we have several armies. We have our own armies. The Sudan has, the government of Sudan has, the rapid support has. So this is a very unique situation. And this is not an ideal situation in one country to have more than army.
Idris likened the ongoing peace process to a roadmap that will open a new dawn for Sudan, but would not say when he thought the journey would end.
There is a political will from the both parties, from us, from the government of Sudan, and the mediation also is doing a very fantastic job to make sure that to see Sudanese manage to conclude this peace process as soon as possible. So I can see that peace is coming very soon, but when that is will depend to how the discussion.
Talks between the government and rebel groups started in October of last year and mediated in Juba under South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his top aides. The peace process has brought together several rebel groups that had been fighting the Sudanese government for years in the Darfur, Blue Nile, and South Kordofan regions. Several rounds of talks mediated by the African Union failed to deliver a peace deal to end conflicts that have killed thousands of civilians in Darfur, Blue Nile, and South Kordofan, and displaced thousands of others from those regions. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.